how much better are you because of what you had done last week?
Yeah, just the ankle's way more flexible, so some of the movements I wasn't able to do due to some swelling. I can now go out there and be a lot more mobile, which is, you know, obviously beneficial with the style of play. I back myself with the defensive end. I've got to be able to get in a defensive slide and be able to push both ways, and fingers crossed now I can do that properly.
So probably out of all players, the week and a half, 2 weeks that you've had off now is most beneficial for you?
Yeah, it's been nice. A few of the guys this time of year have a few niggling aches and bruises, myself in particular, so having this extended break is something we're not used to, but in saying that, it's worked out really well, and the fact that now we have 4 solid days of practice before flying over to Adelaide and everyone's feeling pretty fresh and healthy.
Percentage-wise, what type of fitness will you carry into Saturday's game?
Oh, I think I'll be good to go. It's not one of those new injuries where I've got to see whether I can overcome it or not. I've played with it all season, so I know what to expect, but having that extra bit of mobility, I'm going in feeling much better than I have the majority of the season.
Were you playing within yourself at all? When you were carrying it badly, were you playing within yourself to protect the ball?
Yeah, I think at times I was probably putting more pressure on the right side of my leg, and that's when I started getting a few niggling injuries with my right leg. So this way I can just play, you know, close to 100% or as close as you're going to get this time of year and just not even have to worry about it. So at times you're just playing and you feel it occasionally, but the majority of the season it's one of those things you're not even aware of.
Your training regime this week, are you back full training today or is it a bit of a build-up this week?
I think I'm out there 100%, so obviously I'll go off the conditioning coach, but as far as the ankle itself, they're concerned, they're happy with how it's progressed nicely, the swelling's gone, the mobility's there, and it'll be fun to go and chase Bryce Cotton around now and see just how well it is working. I'll blame it if he scores on me.
You've been on limited minutes in recent matches. What are you expecting for this weekend? Are you minutes, like in terms of...
Yeah, Trev's a big believer that the 5 that's out there working the hardest and playing the best together is going to stay out there regardless of the name of your back. And Jared Kenny's been in great form, so it's nice knowing we'd locked up a playoff position, and when we had a few blowout wins, I was able to have extended minutes on the bench. But in saying that, JK earned quite a few of those as well, and it's nice having that tandem at the moment where both of us can go out, work hard, and then when the other one subs in, you don't drop off at all.
How do you a lot of talk about Adelaide's fast game and their transition. How do you stop the transition? Is it as easy as saying we've got to drop someone back, or how do you go about stopping that? Because that seems to be their absolute power.
Yeah, they're the best running team in the league, the highest scoring team in the league, and just watching video then you kind of forget just how many guys they will send to get out and run, kick ahead, whether it's the centre rebounding the ball and getting out on the break or whether it's their point guard. So they're athletic, they're mobile, but you've got to be able to still stick to your game plan. We still want to try and get offensive rebounds, but then we've got to be smarter with where we're picking them up, getting guys back in transition, and they're the highest scoring team in the paint. So they don't shoot a lot of three-pointers. They just get out and run and try and get on the ring. So you've got to protect the paint first and then get out and contest some shots.
Because in the last game you played here, you seemed to go with them for the first half and it was a high-scoring affair, and then you did something in that second half. What did you do in the second half to stop them?
Yeah, we ended up with 111 points, but they were running with us as well in that first half, getting damn near 60 points, I believe. But we held them to 9 points in the third quarter, and that was trying to slow them up. Threw a few different matchups at them defensively, whether it was zones, whether it was presses, whether it was man or trapping the ball. You just got to try and keep them guessing at times, but at the end of the day, they're a great running team, and if you're not willing to do the hard work and sprint back yourself, they're going to punish you. And at times, we were really good at getting all 5 guys back and making them make a few passes before, you know, shooting up a shot.
How much does experience play in finals when this team is, you know, you've got blokes who have won 4 titles? Will that be your key to success in this campaign?
Yeah, there's certainly a calmness that comes with a bit of experience. But in saying that, the older guys that have been there and done it a few times, it's nice seeing that sheer youthfulness and excitement from the younger guys where it might be only their first, second or third finals campaign. So it's that medium ground where you can go in there locked on, focused and not too nervous. And then watching the younger guys, seeing how excited they are, and that becomes contagious. So it's the best time of the year. I'm looking forward to it. But once the ball's tipped off, I think a bit of that experience does come into play because you know what to expect. You know how to still execute under that pressure and what your teammates are capable of. And I think that does benefit.
Will that experience allow you to avoid the antagonism that often comes from Adelaide towards you guys?
Yeah, it's a mental toughness. The last thing you want to be concerned with is, you know, the niggling stuff. And finals basketball is usually played with a bit more physicality. There's obviously a lot more on the line, and if you're not mentally tough to ignore all of that and just stick to your game plan, then you get carried away and it could mean 6, 8, 10 points or some bad fouls here and there. So we want to make sure that the last thing we're getting caught up in is the atmosphere, the referees or the opposition with some cheaper shots. But Adelaide play hard, they play fair. We don't expect any different on Saturday.
There is a lot of animosity though between the clubs. How do you toe that line when if they're coming right at you, not to overreact and come around them?
Yeah, you've got to be careful. Obviously, Dexter stood up for his teammate and he copped a, you know, he missed the next two games. So it's about being there, part of your brotherhood, standing up for your teammate, but also knowing there's bigger things on the line than winning a pushing and shoving match. So, you know, I'd much rather win a series and lose some push and shove than have it the other way around. So we're playing for bigger things than just bragging rights over a team as to who, you know, pushed or shoved or hit someone better.
Do you guys hate each other? I know it's a funny word,
but... No, it's funny because obviously with the Australian team, you get to know some of the Adelaide boys and vice versa. And so, you know, you genuinely like, you know, the guys you get to meet. But when the two teams step over the court, one of the things I do respect is how hard they play. You know, there's never a possession Rich Creek takes off, for example, or Nathan Sobey. So there's a lot of things I admire about the team. And I think we have some of those same aspects where every ball you want to win, you want to get after every 1% or every rebound. And because of the physicality and the competitive nature, sometimes that boils over into a few emotions run wild.
Damien, I think you obviously respect them, but even in Boomer's camp, I think Jesse and Angus were separated from the 36ers boys in some drills as well, weren't they?
Oh, I'm not aware of that, but it wouldn't surprise me. I was watching the game yesterday, and when the boys were up by quite a few, I kept thinking, oh, sub out, get out of there, Angus, Jesse, go and sit on the bench. So obviously, you know, the boys would have been in camp together, and they would have been thinking about the game coming up in the semi-finals. But when you do play for Australia, you usually put that all on hold. But yeah, that's funny if they did put them to different teams.
Is game one just simply a must-win for you? Is that the best way you see getting through this to the final series?
Yeah, it's certainly easier in so far as you come home one up and you've got essentially a free shot on your home court. But in saying that, one of the best atmospheres in the game is over in Adelaide with the old tin roof ricocheting with the noise. So it's going to be a great experience. They're a good team, but if you can win that game one, you get a free hit on your home court, and that's a huge advantage.
Can I ask, you've won four titles, other players have won four and three titles. Are you as hungry going into this campaign as you were, say, last year or the years before, having played, you know, 8 years straight in a finals campaign?
Yeah, definitely. This time of year is by far the most exciting, the reason you play the game. And sometimes it's hard getting here, but once you're here, you're like, all right, you feel freshened up, you feel remotivated, and it's no different this year. And to win a fifth championship would be amazing. Year in, year out, that's what you're trying to win another one of. And I believe Jesse and I would be the only ones who have done so. He reminds me of that all the time. So it'd be nice to hold up a championship again. And you go into every year with new challenges, and this one's been no different. Last year we had to win the last two games of the regular season just to qualify. This year we've had our ups and downs, but we've made it. It's a new season altogether, and any one of four teams can go on to win it.
Can there be one player that loves a finals campaign, and is that a bloke called Bryce Cotton? Do you think we'll see him even step up his game even more?
Yeah, he's incredible. He plays like a 35-year-old vet. Instead, he's in his early 20s. But he's been there and done it. We showed that in the grand final series last year. And even the form he showed at training, the focus more so than anything he showed at training. He lives to win games, and in particular when finals are at stakes. And I'm excited to see the performance he puts on because he's a very special player. And I know I'm biased, but what I see every single day, he's the best player in the league. Yeah, it is weird, and different times throughout the season, you know, you miss his screening or you miss his rebounding or his defensive presence. So, you know, he sends the text messages occasionally, and the season feels so long that at times you read it from Matty going, oh yeah, he was a part of the team this year. But to going into finals, yeah, it'd be a little bit different without Matty running out there alongside me. But I think, you know, Lucas Walker and Jesse Wagstaff have been fantastic stepping up.
Thanks, guys.